KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's recap weekend activities in sports locally. First, just to recap Saturday action at the Drake Relays. On the boys' side, Atlantic's 4x800-meter relay team of Craig Becker, Jackson Eden, Zeke Whetstone, and Chase Mullinex set a new school record with a time of 8 minutes, 1.62 seconds, good enough to finish 6th overall. Also in the 4x400-meter relay, Atlantic's team of Zade Nicholson, Grant Reed, Tyler Moen, and Chase Mullinex finished 8th overall, and Grant Reed also ran 9th for Atlantic in the 400-meter hurdles on Saturday. On the girls' side, Jeanette Schraft, couple of place finishes, as Schraft of East Mills ran 4th in the 1,500 meters. Emma Lucas of Bedford was 12th. In the 400-meter hurdles, Schraft placing 3rd overall. Chloe Hansen of Harlan ran 13th in that event. Also from the weekend, it was Kemper Catholic outpointing everyone else to win the Atlantic Boys Tennis Tournament. Kemper Catholic with 30 team points. Atlantic had 25 for second place. Shenandoah 3rd with 23. There were 7 teams in all in that tournament. The championship went to, in number one singles, went to Cam Pilley of Kemper Catholic. Cooper McDermott of Atlantic placed 3rd in number one singles. Number two singles, it was Trevor Finnegan of Shenandoah winning the championship, while Atlantic's Josh McLean ran, ended up 5th overall in that number two singles division. Also in number one doubles, it was Tanner Finken and Justin Schroeder of Kemper Catholic winning first place as they defeated Grant Podaisky and Niall Peterson of Atlantic 6-2-6 love in the championship match. And in the number two doubles division, it was the Atlantic team of Caleb Florey and Jake Redler winning the title with an 8-6-6-4 win over Cole Uhlenkamp and Kyle Rickey of Kemper Catholic in that Saturday meet. Also in high school golf, Kemper Catholic hosting a golf tourney on Saturday. Atlantic had 2 of the top 4 golfers in that meet on Saturday. Kemper Catholic won the team title with a 362 total. Alta Aurelia was 2nd at 376. Carroll was 3rd. Harlan 4th. Atlantic shot 399 for 5th place. There were 10 teams in all. Annika Patton of Alta Aurelia shot the low round of 77. Bailey Newell of Atlantic was runner-up medalist with an 81, while Alyssa Ginther of Atlantic posted an 82, and that was good for 4th place Saturday. Also at the Logan Magnolia Missouri Valley Boys Golf Invitational Saturday, it was Logan Magnolia winning as they shoot a 331 total. Tri-Center at 351 was 2nd. Missouri Valley was 3rd at 361. Joel Richardson of Logan Magnolia was medalist with a 73, while Kobe Fink of Underwood with a 79 was the runner-up. Recapping the weekend draft, the Kansas City Chiefs picked up 6 players in the weekend's NFL draft. The Chiefs didn't have a first-round pick due to a trade last year that allowed them to move up and select quarterback Patrick Mahomes. They chose to target defense in this year's draft. The Chiefs' first pick came in the second round, and they chose Ole Miss defensive tackle Breland Speaks. The Chiefs had a pair of third-round choices and grabbed Florida State defensive tackle Derek Nnadi and Clemson linebacker Dorian O'Daniel. In the fourth round, Kansas City chose Texas A&M safety Armani Watts. The Chiefs also had 2 sixth-round picks, and they selected Central Arkansas cornerback Tremont Smith and Tennessee offensive guard Khalil McKenzie with those picks. Well, 3 Iowa Hawkeyes were selected during the NFL draft. Center James Daniels and cornerback Josh Jackson were taken in the second round. Daniels by the Chicago Bears and Jackson by the Green Bay Packers. Linebacker Josie Jewell was grabbed in the fourth round by the Denver Broncos. After the draft concluded, others were offered free agent deals. Running back Akram Wadley signed with the Tennessee Titans. Offensive lineman Ike Butker agreed to terms with the Buffalo Bills. Linebacker Ben Neiman will sign with the Kansas City Chiefs. Guard Sean Welsh will reportedly sign with the Washington Redskins. Also, offensive lineman Boone Myers will attend rookie minicamps with the Baltimore Ravens and the Indianapolis Colts, while wide receiver Matt Vandenberg will try out with the New York Jets next week. Also, running back James Butler will try out with the New York Jets and the Washington Redskins. Now, surprisingly, no Iowa State players were taken in the draft, but a few did sign free agent deals after the draft concluded. Wide receiver Alan Lazard signed with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Also linebacker Joel Lanning, receiver Marchie Murdoch, and offensive lineman Jake Campos all signed with the Dallas Cowboys. Also punter Colin Downing received an invitation to the Kansas City Chiefs rookie minicamp. Also on the weekend, Northern Iowa wide receiver Dorice Fountain was picked by the Indianapolis Colts in the fifth round of the NFL draft. Josh Jackson became the latest Iowa Hawkeye to be drafted by the Green Bay Packers after he was taken in the second round of the NFL draft this weekend. Jackson began his Iowa career as a receiver before making the switch to cornerback.
The main thing for me was just changing my mindset, having a defensive mentality, and that's the main thing. You got to be more precise. You don't know what they're doing. Everything's anticipation. You got to be in better shape. You got to be able to run the ball after every play.
Jackson says playing receiver helped him become a better cornerback, and he says there's a challenge playing corner in the NFL.
You know, people who are able to, you know, make plays and just be versatile in every aspect of the game are, you know, usually make good cornerbacks. So, you know, that's the thing that for me makes corner so fun. You're able to, you know, understand formations, personnel, what they want to do, tendencies, and just be able to anticipate. So that's why I enjoy most about cornerback.
Jackson joins Brian Bulaga in 2010, Mike Daniels in 2012, and Micah Hyde in 2013 as Hawkeyes who've been drafted by Green Bay. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Nick Kingham took a perfect game into the seventh inning of his Major League debut, and Elias Diaz went 3-for-4 with two RBIs as the Pirates won their fifth in a row, 5-0 over the Cardinals. Elsewhere in the National League, Miami beat Colorado 3-0, Atlanta 10-1 over Philadelphia, Washington beat Arizona 3-1, Chicago over Milwaukee 2-0, the Mets beat San Diego 14-2, San Francisco 4-2 over the Dodgers. The Royals have their first winning streak of the season after Chesler Cuthbert homered twice and drove in four to lead a 5-4 win over the White Sox Sunday. Elsewhere in the AL, Boston beat Tampa Bay 4-3, Baltimore 5-3 over Detroit, Toronto beat Texas 7-2, Seattle 10-4 over Cleveland, Houston beat Oakland 8-4, the Yankees over the Angels 2-1. In interleague play, Cincinnati beat Minnesota 8-2. Tyler Cropley's two-run walk-off home run lifted Iowa to a 7-5 victory over 7th-ranked Michigan as the Hawkeyes claimed the rubber match of that Big Ten series against the Wolverines this weekend. Iowa was down 5-0 early but rallied back. Hawkeyes improved to 9-7 in the Big Ten, and they'll host Missouri on Tuesday. Well, the Cleveland Cavaliers were able to squeak by the Indiana Pacers in Game 7 of the NBA's Eastern Conference quarterfinal series. LeBron James poured in 45 points in 43 minutes as the Cavs downed the Pacers 105-101 in Cleveland. Next up for Cleveland, they'll take on the Raptors in the conference semifinals beginning in Toronto on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Houston Rockets cruised to a Game 1 victory over Utah in the Western Conference semifinals. James Harden had 31 points and Chris Paul 17 in the Rockets' 110-96 rout of the Jazz. Game 2 is Tuesday. Nashville Predators and the Washington Capitals were able to knot their Stanley Cup second-round series at a game apiece, winning on Sunday. Kevin Fiala scored on a 2-on-1 and 5:37 into double overtime to lift the Predators over the Winnipeg Jets 5-4. Game 2 will be Tuesday at Winnipeg. In Washington, Alex Ovechkin notched his 7th goal of the playoffs, while the Capitals were building a 3-0 lead and a 4-1 win over the visiting Penguins. Game 3 is Tuesday in Pittsburgh. Joey Logano has ended a nearly year-long losing streak with a victory at Talladega Super Speedway. He had one brief challenge from Kurt Busch, who pulled out of line in traffic and tried to catch Logano but couldn't get the lead. It was the 100th NASCAR victory for Team Penske and Logano's third career win at Talladega. Logano's last victory was April 30th of last year at Richmond, but his car failed inspection. The benefits from the victory were stripped, and it cost him a shot in the playoffs. Busch finished second, followed by Chase Elliott, pole sitter Kevin Harvick, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Billy Horschel and Scott Piercy won the Zurich Classic by closing with a bogey-free 5-under-67 in alternate shot play this weekend. That's in action on the PGA Tour. Police say two people have been shot after an argument at a dining and entertainment district across from the stadium where the St. Louis Cardinals play. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that both victims were taken to a hospital after the shooting Sunday night at Ballpark Village in downtown St. Louis. Police say one was shot in the head and was unresponsive, while the other was struck in the thigh. St. Louis Police Major Mary Warnicke says several hundred people were at a ticketed event on the rooftop level of the Budweiser Brew House when an argument broke out. The shooter fled, and police did not immediately have a description of the person. The Cardinals were in Pittsburgh for a game on Sunday, but say in a statement that they were shocked and saddened by the senseless shooting at that private event at Ballpark Village Sunday night. They said, "There's nothing more important to us than the safety of our guests, so we're praying for the victims and their families and working in every possible way to help the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department with their investigation, including their effort to apprehend the individual responsible." That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.